Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
It's great to be here, Joe.
So let's start right into it and talk about last night's Perry City Council meeting. The first thing I want to ask about is something that we've talked about quite a bit so far. That's the airport and the goings-on at the Perry Municipal Airport. So talk a little bit about the, first of all, project that's going on there right now.
Yeah, so kind of a couple of projects going on, but probably the one that's actually happening the most right now, most visible project would be the new hangar out at the airport. We're building a 100 by 100 foot hangar for our FBO to use, and that'll be housing not only his aircraft, but also enabling us to bring other aircraft to the airfield that otherwise would not have a place to have a hangar. So an opportunity for us to grow the number of our based aircraft at the airport and just keep pumping up those fuel numbers, keep pumping up our takeoffs and landings and just the general activity out at the airport. The other thing that we do still have going is land acquisition for the runway reconstruction and the hopeful expansion of that runway. And then something that just kind of came up over this summer was that our plow truck is having some issues and kind of beyond the point that it's reasonable to put money into it. So we're going to be looking for a new to us plow truck, either at an auction or through another city that might have a plow truck that they're trading in on their rotation this year.
All right. And so the plow truck, you're actually heading up to Fort Dodge this week, correct?
Yep. Webster County Secondary Roads actually has an equipment auction coming up Thursday, and we know of a couple of trucks on that auction. So we're going to go up there and at least try and see if we can get one of those. Otherwise, we'll be continuing to just kind of keep our nose to the ground and trying to find a nice plow truck for us to be able to get.
Hopefully before snow starts, right?
Well, it's not going to snow for a long, long time, Joe, so I think we'll have plenty of time.
All right, that's
me good with my fingers crossed that is correct.
Good positive thinking there. All right, now, as far as the hangar is concerned, what's the timeline like? Because it looks like it's nearly done, basically.
Yeah, so all of the outer skin is on. They were just doing some finishing touches on the main hangar door yesterday. Other than that, it's just kind of doing the interior finishes, the electrical, heating, and then the overhead garage door, as well as the walkthrough people doors. So once those things kind of get done, it's just a matter of doing the punch list, and then we'll be good to go. And I think Jonathan or Gretchen are very excited to start putting their airplanes in there, because for the last couple of years, they've just been tied down out on the ramp. So now they'll actually have a place to put their aircraft.
Absolutely. All right, well, now moving on from one exciting thing going on for the city of Perry to another one. Housing in general is looking up for Perry right now. Lots of growth, lots of projects, including the high school project. Talk about just housing in general in Perry and its growth.
Sure. So I think probably 4 or 5 years ago, having this conversation, we were talking about how we haven't had a new housing start, even just one new single-family house, since about 2011. So for 5 years, we went with no new housing in our community. 2017, after starting our tax abatement program in late 2016, we had 3 new homes. 2018, we had 9 new homes. This year, we're well on our way to at least 27. And I say 27 because our goal is to have a 300% increase for at least 3 years. So that's kind of our goal this year. But looking ahead, we have just approved initial site plan for 60 units of apartments just east of the high school along 28th Street. And we have some more housing options coming in to play there. So just really an exciting time. And like you mentioned, the high school additions, we have some other activity going on with the Foundry and Weiss. So just a lot of really awesome things happening. It's a fun time to be in the city of Perry. It's a fun time to be a part of a lot of really great change and growth in the community.
For sure. Now, you mentioned the tax abatement. It seems to be working. Do you see any end to that in the near future? Like with Adele, they're starting to roll back their tax abatement program.
So our tax abatement program, it's a 10-year program. So through 2026, the plan would stay in place. I foresee here in the next couple of years probably extending that just to give some developers a sense of security. But, you know, that's something that we're always going to kind of keep an eye on. As of right now, I don't see any need to change it in any way other than possibly extending that sunset of the program out. But it's working. You know, we kind of had nothing for so long. It's fun to see that growth happening. It's a little bit of delayed gratification, but here, before we know it, those first couple of houses are going to start coming on the tax rolls, and we're going to see that growth. The other thing to keep in mind is a lot of people I've heard from other communities really only focus that they don't pay taxes, but, you know, they're paying their water bill just like everybody else, their sewer, garbage, stormwater, so they're getting memberships at the rec center, but then they're also going out and spending money in our community. So they're going out to eat, they're going shopping, they're buying groceries, and that's really some of the important things that happen from growing the population. Also, with rooftops and population, that's when we start to get more looks from additional retail. So certain retail has certain benchmarks of you have to have so many households or so many people within a certain distance. And we're just shy of a lot of those larger chain type retail or restaurant type establishments. So continuing to grow not only our housing, but then our jobs that we have to offer in the community. I think just that holistic approach is what's really going to make our community successful.
All right. Well, a couple more things to talk about here. The rec center and the Weiss Park both were approved for some upcoming projects. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So we'll start with Weiss Park. We're continuing to replace some of the trail around the rec center, as well as working on some of the pads and equipment for the disc golf course. I'm going to let John Anderson with Parks and Rec Department come in and talk more about everything he has going, because I don't want to steal his fun. But huge thank you to the Weiss Foundation for providing the Parks Department with some extra money to upkeep Weiss Park. It's a fantastic park for us to have, and we're very lucky that we have such a sustainable funding source to maintain that asset. With the rec center, we approved kind of what we're calling phase 1A, which was the boilers and the chiller replacement. So the boilers will be replaced hopefully sometime by November-ish. And then the chiller will be really not have to be replaced until early March. So we're looking forward to that. Had some great bids, I think. They were pretty aggressive in wanting to get the work and keep folks busy at those establishments. So really happy with the way the bids came out for both projects. But yeah, just a lot of fun stuff happening.
Absolutely. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yeah, just one more thing. One thing we discussed early in the meeting was open burning, and probably at the next city council meeting, we'll be establishing open burning time frame. And typically what that is the day after our beggars night, which would be November 1st, through the weekend before Thanksgiving. So just kind of have that on your radar. The crops are starting to turn colors. I'm sure the trees aren't far behind that, and hopefully we can stop mowing here soon. But with that comes raking and picking up sticks and getting ready for winter. So just a little reminder that there is no open burning until probably November 1st. More on that officially at the next report.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sven, and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.